This goes to Dr. Strom, Strom, like Mary. Fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Robert Westphal, Westphal. Date of birth 7/19/1942. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Westphal with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, pulmonary hypertension, congestive heart failure, and COPD. His last visit was November 5th of 2025. His weight is stable. He did develop a very severe cough that was felt to be viral in December of this year. He had used over-the-counter Robitussin and cough drops to help suppress the coughing symptoms. It just would not improve, and he finally was treated with steroids, and he was surprised that kidney function got better. The GFR got up to 33, and the cough was completely better at that point. So he was wondering if the steroids actually helped the GFR, and he incidentally also had an echocardiogram with improved ejection fraction at that time. So he wondered if the steroids had also helped his heart. He's chronically short of breath on exertion. He cannot walk more than like 20 feet without having to stop and rest, and he has great amount of difficulty ascending stairs. He has tried pulmonary rehab. It really wasn't helpful, he believes, because all the therapy was done while he was in a seated position. He was able to do a lot of the exercise machines while seated, but the minute he tries to stand and walk is when he becomes extremely short of breath. And how to relieve that includes stopping, sitting down, and resting, and then that will spontaneously improve even without oxygen. In fact, he doesn't use oxygen because his oxygen saturation is always normal. So he knows that he must rest, and he does have stable edema of the lower extremities that is chronic, and he does take Bumex routinely to help treat that and also restricts his fluid and also restricts salt intake. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. His blood pressure is greatly improved since he started midodrine, 5 milligrams three times a day. Now the systolic blood pressure is always over 100. And he's not dizzy and fatigued. No urinary changes and no visible blood in the stool. Medications, the Bumex is 1 milligram daily and alternating with 2 milligram the next day. So 1 milligram one day, 2 milligram the next day. And also Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day, Bisoprolol 2.5 milligram twice a day, Albuterol inhaler, Anoro Ellipta inhalers, and Entresto is 24-26 twice a day, Finasteride 5 milligram daily, and then the Midodrine 5 milligram three times a day. Physical exam, weight 197 pounds. Pulse is 75, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air, and blood pressure is 108/62. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. No wheezes, rails, or effusion. He has a permanent pacemaker, left chest area, non-tender. Heart rate is currently regular. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. And he has 1+ edema of the lower extremities bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 1/16/2026. Creatinine is 2.26, estimated GFR 28, Calcium is 9.6, sodium 140, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 23, albumin 4.7, phosphorus 3.4, hemoglobin is 11.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with slightly improving creatinine levels. We will continue to have him get labs done monthly. 2, pulmonary hypertension with marked dyspnea on exertion, especially with walking. That becomes very troublesome. And 3, congestive heart failure. 4, COPD. The patient will also have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.